Hey everybody, Jesse here from Flyers Alley. Make sure you guys go to www.oldcitysports.com, old spelled O-L-D-E. Check out everything we got going on over there, all the awesome pods, all the awesome sponsors, everything we do, our live events when they happen. Check it out. Make sure you guys go to all our sponsors' websites, use the promo codes, do everything you got to do. Check out Flyers Alley, 1:30 p.m. Eastern every Sunday. Later, guys.
What's going on, everybody? We're back at Flyers Alley. I don't know what episode it is.
Five, six.
Of season six. I do know that.
I know.
It's a good weekend. I was with you last night. Had a good time.
Always a good time.
Throwing some back. We're going to bite the dog or hair the dog or whatever the fuck, however you want to say that shit.
Well, I wasn't starting the day with a hangman like I did yesterday.
Yeah, especially that one's like 7%. Yeah. I went back on the Miller Lite train. I think I'm going back for a while.
It's all right.
Yeah, just gotta do it. But yeah, so we're gonna do this bad boy. We weren't here last week. It was just sometimes you gotta, you know.
Break the cycle.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta just reboot a little bit. But I'm Jesse. That's Corey. Wade's not gonna be here. He's got a little bit of the vid. I thought that was all gone, but I guess it's not. We sent him the link. If he wants to pop in, he can pop in. Wait, if you're watching, share everything out on Facebook because I'm not going to do it. We got Brandon Paul checking in. What's up, fellas? And Charles Becker, haven't heard from you in a while, says, hi, bro, go Flyers. Yeah. Thank you for that. Before we get into this, make sure you guys like us on Facebook, facebook.com/FlyersAlley. Join the group. Twitter at Flyers Alley Pod 1 and Instagram at Flyers Alley. Go to YouTube, Old City Sports Network, subscribe to that. Also, go to www.oldcitysports.com for all of your favorite Philly pods, the articles and merch. We do have our merch store up and running for Old City with the Old City logo on some of the merch and Flyers Alley. So go there, use the promo code LFG10 for 10% off of everything site wide for the rest of October, and then next month it'll be something else, but it'll still be 10% off. Also, the OCSN landline is on, so dial 302-367-7276 and tell us what you thought about this week's games. It was a pretty productive week, but yeah, that's what's going on.
All right. By the way, merch is
oh, don't worry. I got some pictures.
Oh, you're throwing them up?
Yeah. Yeah, I got the slides on there. But I checked the orange slides. I don't know if you saw the orange slides.
I have looked.
Boom.
I looked.
Okay.
It's not my thing, but
definitely my thing.
I know it is.
I'm more of a sandal guy with the toe thong. But I'll definitely rock a pair of these bad boys. We'll see if we get a Flyers Alley one. I'll rock the shit out of that.
I bet you.
The Hawaiians.
Now we need to get you a romper.
I'm not doing that. They have to be detached. I'm fucking dead.
What about you know how the Phillies have their overalls right now? Would you do an Old City overall like that?
Yeah. I could do that. could do that. But up on the screen, you get to see the slides. Yeah,
they are nice as hell.
And then we also got the Flyers Alley pint glass.
I'm snagging a couple.
Very sexy looking, I'm going to say right now. Got to thank Rebecca McCormick for that. She definitely stepped in and did it up. So thank you for that. I'd literally thank her every single day for that. But yeah, bro, Brandon checks in again. Great home opener too. Zamula, great to see him get his first goal too. Yeah, we'll touch on that. Talk about the merch right now, bro.
There's a lot to touch on. Yeah. There is.
Yeah, we're not going to go to last week. That's gone. But this week, there's a lot to unload on this week.
There's enough this week to still cover, believe me.
Right. So with that being said, let's get into some Alley Talk.
Yes. I'll snag one for her, but. No,
they're cool. Like that logo is sick.
I might just get her a fanny pack too.
They have tumblers. Yeah, the wives like the tumblers. They have tumblers.
That's just creepy.
What?
I just mentioned her. Now she's calling me. I'm not. No.
Ooh. Creepy.
Yeah. No.
I'm all not. Right. Well, that being said, Alley Talk is brought to you by Fanatics. Yeah. Click the link in the description. I'll take you to all the flyer stuff on Fanatics. Also, use the promo code FIELD, F-I-E-L-D, for 65% off site-wide. Still a deal. I mean, it doesn't matter.
65 is insane.
Hell in my face. Yeah, it's a big deal. I would do it. But I'm not going to. So I guess it was Tuesday. Flyers played Canucks.
Tuesday.
2-0. Shutout for Carter Hart. The first period, we got Igor Zamula, like he was just talking about, gets his first NHL goal. Assisted by Konechny and Lawton. And then you got Couturier in the first unassisted.
That's because it was a penalty shot.
Right. I should have gotten that.
It was a penalty shot.
I should have got that. I should have put that in. The good old penalty shot. Yeah, that was...
I muffed up my mic there, but that's okay. That's okay.
It was a good-looking game. At the same time, we always do that. I feel like we do that to Vancouver every single year. I feel like we give it to them every year. At least
I don't
once.
Mean to slightly jump ahead, but yeah. It's just like the Stars have our number. We have Vancouver.
Right. Yeah, I think that's true.
Our record is against the Stars. It's rough.
Stars are a good team. But at the same time, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's
like I said, not trying to jump.
Yeah, that's okay. It was a good game. Good season opener. Good way to start it. Was that season?
That was a home opener.
Home opener, yeah. I'm all fucked up.
Believe me, I'm with you.
Yeah,
trying to keep track of my hours through work.
Oh, I stopped doing that a while ago.
Yeah, it almost killed me, but yeah, I mean, between hours of work, coming home, trying to keep track of what day the Phillies are on, what day the Flyers are on.
No, thank you. Just stick to Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, and we'll just
okay.
You know, that's what I try to do with the Flyers. But yeah, it's a good look. It's a good game.
Can I just say how weird it was not seeing the Sedin twins out there still?
I'm okay with it. They kind of freaked me out.
But it was just like, it was totally weird. Like now I know they've been gone, you know, it wasn't exactly last year, but it's still weird.
Yeah.
17 years in the league, you look over and see, you know, the Sedin brothers. No, you don't.
No, you don't. It's okay.
I don't. It's just weird.
They're making money, so I think, off the team.
They're probably... some kind of scout or something.
Ambassador or some shit. Yeah.
Liaison.
Yeah. That brings us to Thursday's game against the Oilers. We won that 4-1. And the only thing I'm going to say here is we fucking completely destroyed Connor McDavid's night.
Yippee.
Like,
yippee.
Excuse me. We do the same thing to Ovechkin.
And Dylan, I believe, reported it.
Yeah.
That was two games or three games in a row. McDavid was held without a shot.
Wow.
And that is also the same statistic that the Great Eight has right now. He went three games in a row without a shot.
I don't have a problem with Connor McDavid. I'm more of a Draisaitl fan because I love what he does. But do you remember what he did with the media? Do you remember that clip? Did you ever see that?
I may have, but
I'll refresh your memory. So
help me out.
So players usually don't, and Draisaitl handles it well. So Provorov didn't handle this type of situation well. Players aren't supposed to pay attention to social media. Cam Atkinson handles it well too. If you tag Cam Atkinson on Twitter, he will respond. Like, he'll like it or he'll retweet it. Sometimes he'll say something. Provorov didn't do that well. Like, he fucked that up real good. He listened to people, brought it in the locker room, started a bunch of shit. Draisaitl, I think, was watching or he was reading a couple articles that was written by a reporter. Goes to post game press conference and the guy said something to him. And he basically called him out on it and was like, "You're gonna fucking write whatever you want to write anyway. So why are you even asking me questions?" And then the guy was like, "Why are you in such a pissy mood? Why?" He just started giving him shit. Unfortunately, the guy was like a reputable, reporter. But that's why I don't ask questions. Do you really think that the player that just lost the game? How do you feel right now? I feel fucking great. That's what he said. I feel great that we just lost the game. Like, shut the fuck up,
so
dude.
So it's kind of almost along the same lines of Voracek a couple of years back.
Yep.
No matter what I say, you report shit. And then you got TK.
That shit was great.
In mid-drink, he's like.
But like, you know what?
But Voracek hit it, though. He got spot.
Not getting off topic at all, but you can't do shit like that. Like when you ask. I think it was actually last year, the media was starting to get to Carter Hart a little bit. They're asking questions, and he's like, I don't feel good that we just lost this much, whatever the game. Well, we lost. What do you want me to say? I feel good. Like, for someone like Carter Hart to come out and finally say something, like, you got to back the fuck off. Like,
yeah, I mean, he's still a kid, too.
Right. It's just, anyway. But yeah, I'm a Draisaitl fan. I like what he does. That's what I was getting at. But I hate Ovechkin. I do not like Ovechkin. It has nothing to do with anything that's going on. I just
never liked him anyway.
He's a very
selfish player.
Yeah. Any player that if the puck's not near him, he just skates away, goes back to the bench. I don't play that
He's
shit.
A one-way player who hangs out at the hash marks back door waiting for his shot.
Chris Webman says, Edmonton looked like shit. I had a co-worker was at the game. He's an Edmonton fan. Right on the glass. I got a picture with the one goal they scored. He was on the glass. I rewound it and took the picture for him. But Willie A, I know you're not listening to this, but yeah, good luck on you. Scoring in this game goes Joel Farabee in the first, assisted by Bobby Brink.
Bobby boy.
And Sanheim.
let's get that one.
Yeah. Second period's Cam Atkinson, assisted by Owen Tippett.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
I like Tippett.
Also in the second, you have Sean Walker assisted by Couturier.
Shorty.
Yep, that was shorthanded. And then the third, Cam Atkinson again assisted by Tippett and Couturier.
So that line.
Yeah, that line is
dirty.
I just like how much the Atkinson is back and he's Couturier too, but like I will say that I fell into the shit talking of what the fuck is Atkinson doing? You know, what's going on here? Is he coming back? You know, blah, blah, blah. But he's really, I don't know, man. If it's not Couturier, I would throw the C on fucking Atkinson, dude. And I think it actually might fucking happen.
It's easy to get wrapped up in it because, you know, as much as you're adamant as a Flyers fan as I am and most of the tri-state area as well.
We'll get into that later.
It's not hard to get wrapped up to be so pissed off because of what the Flyers not only traded to get Atkinson, but the hype that came with him. And it was so short-lived that we had to experience that before he got hurt.
Right.
So I understand it was easy to get caught up in, you know, the shit talking against him. I get it.
Yeah, it happens.
You know, my biggest thing now is, and I know the name we don't speak of because he's totally irrelevant because he's long term. I think he would have made a huge difference on defense if he ever stayed healthy, but he's never had a healthy season. Ryan Ellis.
Okay. When you started that, I thought you were talking about Giroux. I was like,
no, we don't talk about him either.
No, we don't.
But no, I'm just saying though, I think Ryan Ellis, if you know, he's never had a healthy season his entire career.
No. Yep.
But I'm saying, though, that's bad when you look at his stats and played five games last year and he had like 7 points or whatever it was. He averaged
two to three games.
Yeah, and he had he had over just a hair over a point per game.
Yep. Yeah, he was leading the defense
for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, that was
that's bad.
Yeah,
it's bad. But that's what I'm saying, though. And it's everybody says one player can't make a team, but guess what? Two players like Atkinson and Couturier.
AJ Simon. Sorry, now I'm gonna bring it up on screen.
All right.
Chimes in. Hey guys.
Phonics works for me.
I was wondering, do you like hot dogs? Oh boy. Thanks for that.
Thanks, AJ.
And Chris chimes back. I'm sure we're gonna get the answer.
God.
Chris chimes in again. Shoot, I think Atkinson has been looking pretty decent over the last few games. I like it.
Not an argument there.
Nope.
Ain't a single one to argue with.
Nope. So then we move on to last night's overtime loss to the Stars, 5-4. I'm gonna definitely. I just watched a post game interview with Torts. Real short and sweet. I liked it because usually they're like fucking 9 minutes long. I'm like
two and a half minutes top.
It was like two, maybe three. Almost. It was nice and short.
That's in the time frame.
Yeah, but. People were asking the questions, and he was like, we were in the game the whole game. They came back. We took it to overtime, got a point out of it. To go and take it to that level, to lose in overtime and get a point, this young team just went head-to-head with a very, very good Dallas Stars team.
No argument there.
Not ironic that Joe Pavelski was the one that scored in overtime the win, but Captain America is Captain America. He used to be on the Sharks. So I was.
You know. I know.
It's a good guy, but
you look at that old line that you know the Sharks used to have between Burnsy, Pavelski, yep. And who was the other one? Getzlaff.
Nah, Getzlaff's on the Ducks.
Not Getzlaff.
Vlasic.
Yeah,
or man. I don't know. It's been a long time.
But just between those two guys, they're like what, 38 years old?
Mm-hmm.
And
you're talking Marlowe.
Oh, Patrick Marlowe. Yeah, that's who it is.
Old guy. Yeah, so with the score, yeah, I mean, don't get me started talking about the Sharks. I don't want to do that. Yeah, so in the first, Joel Farabee scores assisted by Brink and Cates.
Which was very
nice. I thought it was Brink's goal.
Oh, you were down here getting ready with the leg. Dude.
Yeah, I'll throw my fucking knee out.
Throw your knee out again. But no, that was a nice, nice pass right in front for backdoor. It was very nice.
And then you got TK assisted by Cates. Cates got some points last night.
Cates got some points. Tippett's been stepping up too with the assists. I would like to see Tippett find the back of the net a few more times.
Yeah, it's starting to get a little concerning, but he'll be
all right. You know what? Hey. Stats are for losers.
Yeah. Don't argue with that guy.
No.
Third period, we got TK assisted by Sanheim and Lawton, and then Sean Walker assisted by Zamula, and then obviously they...
Back-to-back shorties, though.
Yeah.
So the common trend that we've found over the last week with these three games is...
Shorty long.
The Flyers have scored more shorthanded goals this week than they probably did all last year.
Very true. Very true. The fuck is someone knocking on my door? Ben just terrorizes everybody.
I didn't hear a knock. I heard Ben bark.
I heard it, yeah. But yeah, so that's a loss. But we got a point out of it, so it's not even that terrible of a thing.
It's a good team.
We definitely wanted two out of it, but I just really didn't think.
I wasn't that optimistic.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was the week that was this week's up, so it's Sunday. And we got the ones coming up, and then we'll get into Greedy Look Ahead.
We're in trouble, aren't we?
We'll see. Kind of helps that I own the network, so really can't get in too much. what's going on here? What the? Okay. So, Gritty Look Ahead is brought to you by Righteous Felon Jerky. Go to www.righteousfelon.com. Use promo code OCSN, 15% off jerky contraband. And any orders over $50 gets you free shipping. So, check that out. So, what we got? Was that Wednesday? What is this? Tuesday, we got the Golden Knights at 11 o'clock p.m.
Nope.
Can't help you there. So, nope. Next week, we'll look
at I'll be watching the highlights at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I'll be watching them sometime. Not going to be live. But for you people that are going to be watching it, ESPN, ESPN Plus, if you do have, I'm telling you right now, if you have ESPN Plus, cancel it and just get Hulu Live and just do it. That's what we use and when we're at OCSN Studios. And then Hulu doesn't have it. You got to have Hulu Live. So it'll just be blacked out in your area, but it just doesn't give it to you. I'm going to tell you right, this is going to be the same result of we usually have their number too, though. We usually beat the Golden Knights.
Taking a 3-2 L on it.
I think it's gonna be a loss, but
I'll take a 3-2 L.
Because it's I mean,
I'll go even bolder and say Tippett finds the back of the net one night on one of those goals against Vegas. I would like him to, because like I said, he's putting up the numbers, but I would like him to start finding the back of the net a little more.
I'll take it. It's not gonna be a blowout, but.
So I said 3-2.
If they, there's something that I'll get into in a little while, but they better start. They got to start hard against these teams. We'll get into that later. Then you got Thursday, 7:30 against the Wild, and that, like I said, ESPN Plus, Hulu, get on there with that. We're gonna beat the Wild. I think we're gonna beat the Wild.
4-1, Delorier has a goal.
I'm going to go 3-1, but same ballpark. Yeah, I think we're going to win that one.
I think Delorier will get one on that.
We'll see.
I keep going bold. I like it.
Well, you're a big Delorier fan, so.
I didn't buy his jersey
but for nothing. It's a good reason. I mean, the dude's I've never heard his name. I mean, well, obviously he wasn't on a team, but his name is coming up a lot more often on the broadcast than you would ever expect. So
that's true.
Yeah, and I like it. So
I like that he's a blue collar guy.
Yeah, and he's just throwing down. People are terrified of him.
Throwing down was Nick Seeler last night.
Yeah, I got that. Don't try. I got that. My boy, my fucking boy. I fucking love Nick Seeler. And then Saturday at 1. Oh, I guess this is the one.
That's a matinee. That's
I'll be
you.
There. That's me. Me and Chris. Both of us will be there. He'll be taking pictures.
It's so
I'll be
up in the press game. Box. Jesse's there.
I'm there.
So that's going to make a rough Sunday for you, though.
Nah. I'll be at the game, so I won't be doing. I'll be at the press box. I won't be doing anything.
Yeah, but then coming home afterwards.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck to sleep, dude. I don't even drink unless I'm watching hockey.
But that's what I'm saying. When you come home,
maybe who knows? I gotta take a weekend off. We'll see what the fuck happens here.
I'll be coming back from Maryland on Sunday.
I'm burning the candle both ends. I can't.
Yeah, I got a friend of mine's kid's birthday party.
It's a little far.
It's not that bad. Only an hour and a half.
It's too far for me.
Well, I'm going.
Yeah, if you're out of the half hour realm, I'm not going.
See, half hour, you're out of Delco. Never mind. Jesse from Delco.
What? I'm never out of Delco. yes, this Ducks game is going to be a fucking massacre. We're going to beat the fuck out of the Ducks. They're absolutely...
They're a trash can.
Absolute fucking trash can. So, it'll be a bad one.
And they're still so bad they did not get the first pick.
Because you're the dog. I just really, I'm going to say it.
That draft actually kind of, that lottery kind of pisses me off a little bit. I'll admit it.
Yeah, it sucks.
Like, you had the dynasty of Kane and Sharp and Taves out in Chicago, and now all of a sudden they're starting it. Magically, Kane's going a year. Taves is, I guess he's still a free agent and has not officially retired.
Yeah, he said something. He's coming back.
Well, Kane had hip surgery, didn't he?
He is. They put teams out there.
And he's still a free agent from the Rangers last year.
Yeah. So, but what's weird is the Rangers are still one of the teams that he's allegedly still okay with being with. I don't think the Rangers want him. Buffalo is another one. And that's my second team. I don't want him to fucking go there. What the fuck are you? I don't want him in a. I might look pretty slick in that white jersey.
I think he'd look better with the old black with the Buffalo.
I fucking hate that fucking the old goat head. I fucking hate
I see that jersey and I still think of
Matthew Barnaby.
No, I still think of Campbell knocking Umberger out on the blue line with that buddy pass. Just sitting there, Umberger sitting there all decked out, throwing up gang signs because knocked out. Nighty night, Magoo. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. There was another team he was, I forget who it was, but I don't feed into the fucking
Rangers shit. Dude, as long as you can go to Boston, I'm good.
I think they could probably use him. I mean, they're another fucking trash shit ass.
Well, I told you who's throwing interest in him.
Yeah, it's McKillen.
Yeah. It's a good thing Wade's not here.
Yeah,
I don't want him to go to Boston.
I don't understand.
I want nobody to go to Boston.
I don't understand why no one's locking him up. It's not like he's a bad player.
I just can't believe Ottawa, what they, you know, they just basically didn't give him a shot and just said, tell you.
Yeah, I was looking at our fantasy. I was gonna pick. I always pick him up every year, but
wouldn't be a bad pick if he was a steady, 70 game player.
I was gonna pick him up after week one, and I looked and I was like, "What the fuck?" He's like, "He's not doing shit. He's not playing him."
Yeah, no games.
Well, whatever. With that being said, we're gonna move on to weekly picks. Weekly picks is brought to you by SeatGeek. Go to the app or go to www.seatgeek.com. Use promo code Old City Sports Network, all in one word, no spaces, for $20 off your first order. We're going to be using it for that Buffalo game that we're all going to. And yeah, use it up. It's $20 off. I mean, right now, one ticket is worth $26. If you sit in the right seat, you're paying $6 to go.
Or if you go to a Phantoms game, it's free.
Exactly. I mean, just say that you paid $6 for a Flyers ticket. I mean, that's pretty fucking, that's epic.
I'm okay with that.
My pick of the week is definitely going to be the Golden Knights game. I'm interested to see how that turns out. For play-wise, I would say. But I feel like my favorite game of the week is going to be the Ducks game.
Because it's going to be such a wild,
absolute fucking duck hunting season. So, what do you think?
Quack quack quack, Mr. Ducksworth.
Quack quack quack.
I
might watch that today. I think you just, you did that.
I've actually watched them all last week.
When hockey season starts, they usually start ripping through.
Well, I left here last night and was watching Miracle till I fell asleep.
Yeah, it's my go-to. Fucking love that movie.
You can never go wrong.
Yeah. Why'd you want to play college hockey? Yes. Get out of here. What do you think? What game?
I'd love to see him put a win out over Vegas.
Yep.
I really would.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. It's going to be a good game. But
I think it's going to be a great game. Yep. But I would love to see them pull a win out of Vegas. I won't know until I wake up in the morning.
11 o'clock? No, thank you. That's what happens. You put a fucking team out in Las Vegas. Like, it's bad enough 10:30 games when they're on the West Coast. You're going to fucking 11 o'clock now. What's the point of that?
Well, your views are going to be nothing but Midwest to the West Coast. Right. That's it.
No one cares about us.
No one likes us. No one likes us. I don't
care. Yeah, I think that's going to be a good one. And like I said, I just really hope they fucking massacre the Ducks.
Who's even on the Ducks anymore?
Trevor Zegras, and I hope they take his fucking head off.
Which, John Scott.
Dude.
He straight up called him a POS on his podcast. It was awesome. Yes, I did watch that one.
It's a good one.
That was great.
You ever watch his fight videos?
John Scott?
Dude, he's
like, what, 6'6", 6'7"?
He's always punching down on everybody. Like,
well, yeah.
And he's just like, he literally puts his head back and just fucking starts the chainsaw.
He's got the reach of, you know, a giraffe.
And it's so crazy, like, listen to that pod too, because he's like, so he's humble, but then he like shit talks without cursing. So he's like,
oh yeah.
Did you catch when he says that he doesn't have a TV in his house and it's a lifestyle choice?
Well, I also like the headphones that he has. He says he stole them from his kids for the homeschooling.
The fucking animal.
The dude was an NHL player for all these years and he's stealing his kid's headphone for his podcast.
He's just...
So, I don't think he cares.
He
it's
doesn't
great.
Give a shit.
I love it.
Well, they're part of that Nation Network of podcasts. They approach... You have to pay them $25 a year. That's it. But they push the shit out of you. But they have so many people. I thought about it, but I don't feel like giving our rights to anyone. Because that's fucking stupid. But... Anyway, let's move on to Up and Spook.
We'll talk later.
Alrighty. What? Okay.
Yeah, we'll deal with
it. Up and Spoke's brought to you by Diet Smoke. Go to www.dietsmoke.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your first order. We're going to talk about Morgan Frost being benched for Tyson Forrester and how it's not working.
I'm pissed.
So for the people in the Flyers fan base that has talked about it for so long about how the franchise needs to listen to the fans and how they don't, and blah, 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 that's literally what's happening right now. Like, the kid's not performing. I'm sorry. He's just not. Morgan Frost, I understand where everyone thinks about or how everybody thinks about Morgan Frost when it comes to he hasn't solidified into anything that anybody has wanted. But he has flashes in the pan, and Forrester doesn't. Like, it's just not working for me. Like, for me, it's not working. I mean, and a lot of people are upset because I don't think it's working. But it's not. Like, he's not doing anything. And he's just, yeah, you good. Yeah.
My argument to this is you went all that time and all that hubbub of getting a contract to Morgan Frost in the offseason.
Yeah.
And now what's he doing? He's not even getting out of his freaking suit. So what was the point of spending $2.1 million on a player to have him sit? And to drag that on for, what was that, like 3 months in the offseason?
Yeah, it was a while.
3-4 months maybe, give or take.
Yeah, so, I think on the long end of two, yeah, three.
So you went 2-3 months back and forth with negotiations with Morgan Frost for a contract. You finally settled on a 2-year contract. And now what do? You don't even play him. What was the point of signing the kid if you're not even going to play him? And I'm sorry, but Forrester doesn't do it for me.
What bothers me too is the fact of how everything went down. Now, like, if you take a step back and reiterate you know, think about how things went down with all of the players. Now they put Allison on waivers, and then he went down he went to Lehigh. So that opens up the idea of keeping Brink and Forrester. All right,
I agree with keeping Brink. I really do.
I agree with keeping Brink, and I ultimately think that's what it's going to come down to. Because if we're noticing it, then everybody else is. But just people just can't get past the hype of what he's supposed to be. Now you don't sign, and I think this is what they're doing is they're definitely signing people for what they're doing now. I've said this before, instead of what they're projected to do.
Yeah.
And Forrester's, I wasn't excited, and then when we did bring him up and he was doing his thing. It's not that I wasn't excited. It's more the fact of, okay, he's here. So let's see what he's got. Got okay with the idea. And now I'm just not. Like, I just don't. I think the whole thing didn't work. I think you honestly need to drop him down. You need to put Frost back in. And then you need to bring Allison back up. I mean,
I can see that.
It's just like you moved all of these pieces around
and it didn't work.
And now so for me, if I'm Wade Allison and you put me on waivers, now it's, you know, fuck you. Like now, I was just playing in the NHL for two straight years, and now you just dropped me down to Lehigh.
I got bumped.
Right. And like I say, Sam Wismer says all the time, it's not a death sentence, but seriously, like you're literally chopping the dude's legs off. Like, so now you do bring him up. You expect him to play for the Flyers. Like,
that's a morale dump.
Right. So I personally think the whole operation was just done very poorly. I don't think this was a torts call. He may like Forrester. Yeah. He may. You know, they wouldn't assign Frost if all three of them didn't okay it. So that what you said 100% is valid, but I just think they screwed the pooch on this move. It was just fucking stupid. And completely
I can't go any better. You're spot on. It's but like I said though, my thing that gets me the most is you went all that hubbub about trying to sign Frost, pushing and pushing, offering contracts on a every other week basis. So you finally come to an agreement when you could have just let him go.
Yeah.
But you didn't want to.
There are teams that would have taken Morgan Frost for sure. And I'm sure, and I know for a fact through some sources that there were people kicking the tires on him.
I bet Chicago was one of them.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't hear that, but I'm sure that. They would have been. I know if Buffalo was one of them.
I did hear about Buffalo.
You know, I would have been fucking. What do you mean? They could use him.
Put him on a line with Cousins.
Put him on. The problem is, it's just when it comes to Morgan Frost too. It's maybe it's just not working here. You know,
it's time for some new scenery.
Right. But
we've locked him in now for 2 years. Then
yes, don't and sign
that's
him.
My point. You know, time for some new scenery. I mean, obviously some things were not working with TDA. New scenery. Well, yep. It's new old scenery per se.
Yeah, he did something the other night. Did you tag me? Someone tagged me and he was doing something in Carolina.
Oh, God. He bumped the ref because the ref dropped him.
Right.
He came in the corner with his head down. Bam.
That's what it was.
Ref dropped him.
Excuse me.
Which I thought was funny. He turned and looked at me and goes, "What the?"
Well,
I didn't get the full lip read. And then The ref was like, bam, 10.
10.
10. 10.
10.
10.
What?
I'm going to tell you right now. Ref threw a good
what?
Hit.
Why?
Ref threw a good hit.
Fuck your ref hit him.
Well, because TDA got embarrassed. So he decided he wanted to try and scream and holler and show up the ref and yada, yada, yada. Because I'm a professional hockey player. I'm not supposed to get decked by a ref.
I don't know, man.
Well, dude, you got laid out like Farabee laid out that dude last night.
Listen, yeah.
That was great.
But
TDA went and flapped his mouth, and the ref was like, you know what? I'm not going to hear it. You dropped one too many F-bombs or this, that, or the other, and said, you know what? Boom, 10. Goodbye.
Hold on. Wait a minute. One, fuck that. If that ref hit me, I would have probably fucking hit him.
Well, TDA had his head down. So, and the ref has to hold his position. That's the way it is. Coming from behind the net, the ref has to hold his position.
I'm going to forget that I heard that.
Argue with me what you want.
But in that, understand that I'm tired of the refs. And now understand this. It was last season with, I think it was Michael Bunting from Toronto. He was him and another guy were like yapping at each other. The ref fucking grabbed him and like physically threw him into the penalty box.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Now, that's one thing. Now, when they hit someone, because that's happened before, the TDA thing, I'll give you that. That's if he's got to keep his position, he's got to do it. Nasty hit, but it is what it is. It happened all last year. Refs were like on a fucking vet. They basically, I guess they were like, we had enough. You're going to get hit back. So what happens to the ref when he does what he does to Michael Bunting and Bunting punches him in the fucking face? Yo, dude, you fucking touch me.
It's abusive official. Now it's a match penalty. You go what about the NHLPA.
What about the
there will definitely be repercussions for the referee as well.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
But I'm saying, though, in fucking that ref. Situation with TDA that I did tag you in, That situation right there, though, the play is coming around from behind the net.
Yep.
Carolina does not.
Oh, is that how it was? Yes. Oh, I didn't even see that.
Carolina does not have possession of the puck, so the opposing team is behind Carolina's net, coming around the net outside of the trapezoid. So there's a chance that a goal can happen. Yep. You know, goal can happen on.
So the ref's got to stay put.
Ref has to hold position.
And hey, fucking learning something every day.
And TDA got showed up and he didn't appreciate it.
I mean, that's probably like 98% of what happened there.
He got embarrassed.
He didn't like that shit. No. Yeah, well, whatever. It's
because
it's
you TDA. Could see he was sitting there with both of his hands next to his thigh, looking up at the ref like this. And then all of a sudden he stood up and he got embarrassed, dude. Shit happens.
I feel bad for TDA. Yeah.
I particularly don't.
I know. It's just, let's move on to temporal stories.
The Yandle.
Yeah, buddy.
The Yamble.
My boy. I get shit for that all the time too, which I don't care.
I don't care. Iron Man Street.
Fucking love Yandle. Temple Distortions is brought to you by Bright Path Brewing. www.brightpathbrewing.com. Check out what Alex and Dylan are doing up on the mountain. November's coming. We're gonna do a doggo dive. So we'll see. So this one's going to be Sandstrom backs up Urson last night versus Dallas. Now, yeah, this is another one. I had to split them up because I needed, you know, mm-hmm. shit for all of them. But, yeah, what the... So... And Hart was healthy scratched. It wasn't
true.
It wasn't anything like he was sick or, you know...
I wonder if he even traveled with the team.
No. Fuck that. Why? Sandstrom's there. The almighty Sandstrom is there. I personally think this is another one of those moves. It's just fucking stupid, dude. Yeah, Sandstrom, who's been proven to not be a competent goalie in any way, shape, or form in the NHL. Yeah. Excuse me. Back up Urson, which I honestly fucking think that had a lot to do with that loss. If you have Urson being backed up by someone that you know cannot, they know, the players fucking know.
Can't
they're
stop
playing
a beach ball.
They're playing in front of the defense and the offense are playing in front of him. Urson knows that his backup is not competent, so he's got more stress on his shoulders than he normally would if Hart was
carrying,
there.
He's carrying the weight.
He's carrying all of it. Yeah, this was an absolute fucking dumb move.
I can't believe the game didn't end worse than what it did.
I love Sam Urson. I just don't think that was not the right move.
I would have liked to have seen Urson played against the Ducks.
Yes.
Get his confidence boosted.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Instead now, if you want to, I mean, look, throwing him against Vegas, it's probably a bad idea too.
Absolutely.
But
there's teams. There's certain teams with certain goalies.
I feel like the Ducks would have been a prime first game for him.
You could have done what you did last night with the Urson Sandstrom tandem against the Ducks.
Yeah, because you're already going to be on the West Coast. So you right. have Hart against Vegas, then you have Urson against the Ducks. You're already on the West Coast. What difference does it make? But the Flyers said that they're carrying three goalies.
They have to. Yeah. Chris checks in. They got like three. I want to try. Laugh out loud. Oh, he's talking about Bright Path. Yeah, we'll get it. Don't worry. Personally, it is what it is. I mean, it's over, but I don't think this is not a good look. I don't think you should do this again.
I think that was a bad idea. I really do. I think it was a bad idea.
Yeah. And let's save some of the fuel for the fire that's about to happen in our newest segment.
This is too good.
Moron of the week.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
All right. So Moron of the Week is brought to you by Sterling Pig Brewery in Media, Pennsylvania.
That's
so
perfect.
Go to www.sterlingpig.com. Check out their operation in media in the great county of. And don't get arrested while you're there because the courthouse is right there. Short trip. So this segment is going to be for the fan base. And I got some examples because you guys are you're something else. So the first example, I think it's one guy. I have three examples.
Tell me two out of the three are the same guy.
All of them are the same guy, I think. Let's get
including the one I sent you, or did you not throw that in?
You know what? I don't think I threw that in, but I have it right here.
Okay.
Did you text that to me?
I did. I sent it to you at like 2 o'clock this morning.
Where you at? I did not put it in, but I have it right here.
Okay, fair enough.
Let's we'll start with that one.
All right.
And it was hard to kind of read. Is this the heart needs to go? Or is it the one under it? There's two.
Double check and hold on.
So when you sent me that at two.
That was the heart one. Yeah.
So you sent me this at 1:47 this morning, right?
Close to 2 o'clock.
So that was posted at 12:47 because it was an hour before that. So that was after the game last night.
An hour or so after.
Yeah. That was after the game last night. Tyler Wagner, you have won a slot on the Moron of the Week podium. Heart needs to go after this one. Too many goals, and we need to move on and get some prospects if we're going to go for it this year. Heart didn't even play last night.
That's why I looked at it, and I was like, I know I've had a few beers, but I didn't have that many.
I had a lot, and I still read it and was like, what the fuck is going on
I'm here? Literally like in the living room, sitting on the couch, just questioning myself, going, did I watch the game where Urson played?
Funny, from Flyers Nation.
Fact. That was part of the reason, because I'm blocked from there, but I can read.
Tommy Wire checks in. What's up, fellas? Oh, you came in at a perfect time there, buddy.
Oh, Tommy. You got to get that cutout going for Tommy next week.
We can get one, man. We can get one, man. Another one on there, too, though, is one at the bottom here. I don't know if you knew you got it.
Did I get a 2-for-1, maybe?
I think you did. Let's Tyler McGill.
Shut the f*** up! Jesus, I didn't even read that one.
Let's face it, this is probably a game we win easily if Hart is starting, but to get at least 1 point on the road... Nah, that's okay. That one's okay.
You know what? No, I'm not mad about that
one. I thought it was a 2-for. Not you, buddy. You're good to go.
No, we can actually... Yeah, just rewind that one back.
Do I fucking have it? I do it.
Tyler's spot. And he is a top contributor of the dumpster fire, as we call it.
The dumpster fire. So I have some here. Bring it up on screen. I don't know if that's in order. I think this is more in. No, hold on. Where is it? Oh no, I did bring yours in. It's right there. Okay, so I have two from the same guy. This is Drew David. Flyers talk. Andre was out for the first goal that Ben scored. You wouldn't have known it because he played so far back and gave Ben all the room that he needed to shoot in the world to shoot. This is the beginning of that. Hold on.
Oh, there's a part two per se.
Yeah. So this is the first, I think this is the first part. It comes in weird. So he's the top contributor of Flyers Talk, which is another fucking dumpster fire. Even with Sandstrom and anyone but Andre, the first goal of the game should have never happened. Ben was all alone, and Andre played mid-slot as if a cross crease was even possible. If Andre wouldn't have played up and stood up Ben, that goal never happens. My problem here is... You're basically saying that Sandstrom is a solid fucking goalie. One, he didn't play last night, so I don't know why that's even being said again. I just don't. You people just fucking suck. I think there actually may be another one too, because like those were kind of hard to.
Dude, I can't.
Let's see.
Like, dude.
Let me see.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's basically saying they would have won with Sandstrom in. Yeah. Now, what gives anybody the fucking the proof that Sandstrom would have fucking helped that game at all? This is like the top three, one of the top three teams in the league. Like, I even forgot some of the players they had last night. But once they started playing, I was like, fuck. You said it. Oh, they got fucking Robertson. So I totally forgot about that guy.
That kid's deadly.
If Sagan did score.
Sagan did score.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sagan, if Sagan and Ben actually play, they'd win a cup.
Sagan and Ben both did score.
That's what I'm saying. So you got, and then Pavelski scored. You know, these things are just not valid. Like, it's like you're just complaining to complain, which I get because we live in 2023 and it's like fucking soft America. But like, you can't, you're complaining about. So basically, you want to take out a fucking goalie that has proven himself every single time that he played with us last year and replace him with a guy that has, that's bare minimum, a fridge AHL goalie.
Oh my God. I just thought of something and I might. I wonder if any of these morons of the week are going to say anything about how Peterson should be coming up to the NHL. Oh, I think I broke Jesse.
God, if they're going to, yeah, because if they're saying, Tommy says that just made my fucking head hurt. You know, I was a little hungover before that. I think I'm good now.
Yeah.
I'm ready to pass out. Yeah, so that, I'm not entertaining that.
You know it's going to happen this year.
He's not coming up.
But one of these morons. One of
these guys will definitely, yeah. But so to end my thing, and then you also call out Emil Andre and say that he's the reason that shit happened. When are we going to actually finally say about Sanheim?
-3 last night.
Sanheim?
-3.
So, last week's moron of the week was Mike Taylor. And I didn't forget about you, buddy. Don't.
That's why three of the four of us are flagged out.
Yeah. I don't believe that anybody, and if I'll look at video, and if you do show me video of one of the higher ups saying that they really do think that the best move of the offseason was keeping Sanheim, I'll listen to it. I won't believe that they're telling the truth. I mean, the Sean Walker accusation right now, you know, is a lot more valid of an argument than keeping Sanheim. He doesn't fucking do anything. He turns over the puck at least 5 to 6 times a fucking period.
And Walker has 2 goals this year and both of them are shorties.
And Sanheim is not doing shit. So, Mike, you're a fucking idiot. I'm sorry. I know he's, I followed him up through the juniors and all that. Why did you? Congratulations,
you wasted a lot of energy and effort.
Like, so I can understand. So I don't follow people up through junior. I don't pay attention that deep. When the draft comes, I grab my guys and I stick to them.
And
Owen Power, Matt Savoy, Zachary Benson. All Sabres. Savoy is a Winnipeg Ice, I think it's called. Their farm team.
I followed Matty Beniere a little bit.
I just didn't. I didn't even know who the fuck he was.
I looked at him a little bit. I've heard him a few times, so I followed through.
Right.
But it wasn't like I devoted my time, energy, and effort to him.
But that would make sense for you to follow someone like him up through juniors or something. That would make more sense than why are you following Travis Sanheim through fucking juniors? Like, I followed Radko Gudas when he was over in fucking wherever the fuck.
Cool story,
yeah,
bro.
Like, what? Why would you do that? That's a total waste of time. So don't think I forgot about you. You're definitely last week's moron of the week.
Just brought up again.
I can't. I don't have enough effort. But yeah, that you guys. What are our names again? What's that? Let me bring this back up. Drew David of Flyers Talk, and let's see, Tyler Wagner of Flyers Nation. You guys are definitely the morons of the week.
Shut the
up! And we're gonna get into Butte of the Week. A lot of empty outlaw cans down here. It's a fucking lot. Beauty of the Week is brought to you by
that hard?
Huh?
You went that hard last night?
Yeah. That's all you. That's all you. No. I'm over there.
I think that's me.
Is that you? Well, who was that?
I think that's half me. That's all me.
Yeah, there's some Millers in there. There's one Miller in there.
Oh, that wasn't me, but yeah. I'm going to tell you, that had to have been at least me.
Yeah.
These are me.
Yeah.
All right, there's enough.
Yeah. Shoot of the Week is brought to you by Outlaw Beer. Go to www.outlawbeer.com. Check out their brewery, Tivoli Brewing. You can actually, I think you can go from the Outlaw site and just have them ship that to your house. Tommy from Birds the Word had that done, and yeah, it's good stuff. So we'll keep going with the Outlaw and see what's going on.
What the hell just happened to my eye?
Would you get beer in your eye?
I might have.
It's not good. It's not where it goes.
I know.
Fuck. Good.
Yeah.
Beats of the Week. What you got?
Walker on two shorties. I like it. I like it a lot. I'm going to go try and flush my eye because that's fuzzy as shit. That hurts.
It doesn't look good. Yeah, don't kick the camera. There we go here. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I'm going to give three. There he goes. Okay. There you go. Couturier for that, the penalty shot. Gotta give it to Nick Steeler for the fight, and, yeah, that's pretty much all I got. I don't know if we're gonna wait for this guy to come back down, but we'll move on to dust up. Oh, we got a comment. Oh. Greg Montour, Atkinson, Walker, and Coots. You know, I gotta give Atkinson. I was giving him some credit earlier. Atkinson and Couturier are definitely solidifying back into their old ways. I know a lot of people were worried about the Couturier thing, and he obviously shut everybody the fuck up when he came out and did his little penalty shot dance and did that. Apparently, he had been working on that for a while, the players were saying. But yeah. That's another question we're going to have next week is who on the team now, since they don't have a captain, usually mid season is when, Torch will state whether he's going to have a captain or not again, or I don't know what's going to happen there, but maybe they don't have a captain ever when as long as Torch is the, coach. That'd be kind of weird, but, I have a top three of who I think that'll be, but we'll save that for next week. Because laundry's done. But yeah, we'll move on to dust up.
That sucked.
Yeah, that's no good at all.
I know. I was like, I pulled my eye down and looked.
It was just sitting there?
Yeah,
they're good. Nobody needs that. Dust up is brought to you by Warlord Beard Oil. Go to www.warlordbeardoil.com. Use promo code OCSN15 for 50% off your beard oils, your soaps, your shaving oil, car air fresheners, hats, and so much more. It's American made, always will be. Bud is a veteran over there. Got to enjoy his stuff.
I think I got a box of goodies here.
Still got some more?
Yeah. The cup. Got the little tumbler here. I have one upstairs. I'm going to tell you, I'm not giving this away anymore, so I'll just hand it out to us. I ordered some. You fucking smell it?
I still smell that pine or whatever you
were. Yeah, I got that down to here. Oh, they're both the lights. Yeah. Those are oil burners.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, I love it. I used to have one. It was an NHL. It was ice. It was called Fresh Ice, and that was great. But
yeah, we have those oil burners at our house too. But you burn them every day for like 3 weeks. They don't smell anymore.
Yeah, you gotta take them out. Yeah, change yourself out.
So we've resorted to candles.
Yeah, we have them upstairs too. I actually have. It's funny.
That one you have upstairs. That's
the tobacco. Yeah. It's gone. I never blew it out last night. It burned. Fucking burned all last night.
No good now.
Now it's dead. But speaking of tobacco, I tried to order. If you guys go on warlordbeardoil.com now and use the promo code and such, you got to really watch. It's selling out. I got the barbershop beard scrub, shampoo, body wash. I'm going to try that bad boy out. And then I got more
the barber
Southern Tobacco bars of soap. Highly recommended. If you look at the prices,
so worth it.
Southern Tobacco. Well, I'm saying Southern Tobacco is more expensive than the other ones because it's that supply much better. Demand. It's amazing.
I have 3 bars of the Southern Tobacco at the house.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
I did purchase each brand of the beard oil except for the Dark 30, I think it was.
Okay.
I didn't get that one. He was sold out.
Okay. That's but a good Chris, Chris has
it. I have the barbershop, the 1880, and obviously my Southern Tobacco.
I'm using the 1880 upstairs. I honestly will never forget the first time I used it because it literally made me just imagine what it was like back then. The first thing I thought of was like, I feel like a piece of leather.
Katie's a huge fan of the barbershop one.
Yeah. What we're going to say. And with that being said, dust up, we got a little video here. Walker,
reverse it. Uh-oh, it didn't get much on that. Konecny has to hustle back. But now it is stolen by Duchesne, but he's dumped as he tried to center it. And it's a move. Good poise there. He'll move it ahead. 3-on-2 developing. The pass into the middle. Konecny off to Lawton. Back across. Tipped. Konecny has it. And that is broken up. I think that pass across was meant for TK, but the teammate tipped it instead. TK, great job here to get to this one. Takes a look around, gets tackled, and that's a penalty. Here's Forster centering, and it goes to the corner, but the Flyers are going to the power play. And now Sealer jumps in and goes after Hockenbaugh and decks him. He may have cost the Flyers a power play here, but again, Nick Sealer jumping to the aid of a teammate. And he went after Big Hockenbaugh, 6'7", 220.
That dude's 6'7"? Sneaky Sealer.
I'm telling you, dude.
Look at that dude's nose. It's as red as Rudolph.
If I hear one more fucking person tell me that they need it. You know, one of the biggest rumors during the offseason was they were going to get rid of Nick Sealer. I don't think it's ever going to happen. The dude is a fucking monster. And people want him gone.
Why?
Taking up a roster spot for the young guys. Look out.
So Sanheim.
Fucking defenseman. For who? Zamola?
Did I just say that out loud? I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Well, I apologize.
Yes.
Yeah, Zamola packed on 17 pounds. Cam York.
He's starting to piss me off, dude. You know, I'm gonna, we're going to use that for the next segment because I don't have anything. Now I do. Wade chimes in. There he goes.
Yeah, Wade.
Dude got smoked. Yeah, he did. He
right did. On the butt.
That fucking right cross, dude.
6'7". Well, 6'7", 230 something, yeah. I think he was listed at.
Yeah.
Sealer, I'm going to say 6'2", 220. Probably pretty solid. I'd say Sealer's every bit of 6'2".
Well, I'm actually kind of curious about that. I think he's shorter.
You putting him at the 6-foot mark?
I don't know.
No.
Look at this.
God, I hope not. Then I look like a smack.
No, I mean, it's hard to tell, like, you know, on the ice, so. Let's check it out. He is. What'd you say?
I said 6'2", like 224.
6'3".
Damn.
197.
He's under 2?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you got to remember they also had Danny Briere listed at 5'10".
Mind you, real quick, plus minus a 5.
I'd be leading the team.
Sam. I fucking hate people, dude.
Yo, I'm now going to, because I know, I've known how adamant you were about Sealer.
Yep.
I am now going to troll every Facebook Flyers thing that I can possibly find and find that dumbass of the week for Sealer for you.
There you go.
Just for you, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's funny that I have people sending me.
I think it's great.
I think it's a great segment.
It's awesome.
One of our best ones ever. Speaking of that, let's move on to the last segment of the day. Wrap this bad boy up in Top Shelf.
Absolutely. Just hearing that, I'm just like, eh.
I hear that. I feel like I need to pop on Boondock Saints and start drinking.
With that being said, about Boondock Saints, love that movie. It's where, obviously where I got it from. But Top Shelf is brought to you by Hangman Brewing. www.hangmanbrewing.com. You got to stop in there. I know it's off the beaten path. Philadelphia Pike, right behind Arby's and Charlie's Pizza. We do our watch parties there. You wouldn't know that, but you know. But
I would.
Cam York is going to be the topic here. Huge fan of Cam York. Dude's not doing shit. Actually, I'm going to look that up too. I want to see how he's.
Well, he had what? Two penalties last night, and they were lazy penalties because he got caught flat-footed at the blue line.
I'm a big fan of Cam York, but dude, you gotta pick it up here, buddy. Dash one. He's a negative one.
All right.
He's got one goal, 1 point, 6 minute penalties, 6 minutes of penalties in five games played.
And four of those six were last night.
Yeah.
Because he was lazy and got caught.
I have a point that will be made if I can make this happen.
You have my attention. Oh, I think I know where you're going to go. Just on a guess.
You know what? I'm not going to take back anything I said because I just don't do that.
I was going to say, that's not in your nature.
No, I'm not going to do it. Emile Andre has 0 goals, 0 assists, 0 points.
Probably a plus two, though.
Dash one in three games played. So.
So he's 1 point less, still on the same plus minus, but no lazy penalty minutes.
No, but at the same time, it's. I can see now why people would want to blame him for such, but there's nothing there that he's doing that would warrant people blaming him for a loss.
I don't blame him for the loss last night. I blame mainly Sanheim. Minus three, two turnovers, and four of his turnovers, two of his turnovers came on goals. And that last goal that was scored, was it the fourth goal?
He's got no assists. No, he's got 4 assists, no goals, 4 points, 6 minutes.
Sanheim?
He's a plus minus of two in five games played.
I don't take back that I still don't like him.
Stats are for fucking losers.
I don't take it back.
I think they got a problem here again.
I don't necessarily think it's a forward problem because we've now got our forwards back and they are firing on all cylinders because it's like I said. We have through what, 5 games this year? Are we on 5, 6 games? We'll call it 5. We'll just call it 5.
Tomorrow, Tuesday, will be 7.
All right, 6 games.
Yeah.
Out of 6 games, we have already 4 shorthanded goals. 5.
Yeah.
That's got to be tops already in the NHL. I understand it's 5, 6 games into the season.
Whoops. Oh, boy. See a nap coming.
I don't. I'm hungry.
I ate 2 chimichangas before you came.
I love had to cut the grass, and we're still in the bed of the truck. So.
Yeah, I'm not cutting that grass.
You want me to cut it while I'm here?
No, I'm not fucking cutting that shit.
All right, I'm here.
I have a plan. Once it turns into like hay, then I'll cut it, and then
and what? Feed it to the dogs?
Maybe. Greg Montour chimes in and says, got to go see you guys in Philly. Yep, we are going to do that. But yeah, I think we got a problem here. Not a big one. I think they need to figure out what they're doing. It's the second week of the season has wrapped up, but they'll figure it out. I'm not worried. I'm definitely not worried about the offensive situation right now at all. I mean, even the PhD line, like,
I love that.
Did you see fucking, not last night. So before you guys came over, I was watching the Oilers game. And I don't know where I missed it. I don't know how I missed it, but Hathaway just fucking dumped some dude behind the Oilers fucking net the other night and then just laughed at him right in his fucking face. And the announcer was just like, right. Dude, the announcer was just like so like,
And you know, that's what he was like disgusted by it. Like, he's like, that's what the Flyers players have now. They have guys like that. And I was like,
I'm okay with it. Shut the fuck up. I'm more than okay with it. Poling, Delorier, and Hathaway, I think is a great line. I love it.
Huge fan of the PhD line.
Sure. I love it.
We can. There we go. Yeah, I love the PhD line. I was going to call it the hell line, but that didn't sound right.
Nah. I don't know who came up with the PhD. I first heard it from Fridge, and then I heard it from JJ.
I'd rather give it to Fridgey.
Ah, okay.
Which,
by the way, yo, him last night when we were listening to him, why did he go like...
I know. I'm like, why is his voice getting higher? And it wasn't the broadcast either, like something going wrong, because Tim Saunders
still sounds fine. The same way he has for like 20 years.
He was definitely hitting some high notes.
It's like, yo, wait a minute, what the hell?
I think it definitely all looked like, what the fuck is going on?
Four of us are just sitting here, we're like, what the hell's that over there?
Ah, it's funny.
I love it.
Gotta love Fridgey. With that being said, yeah, final thought is, you know, it's the second week of hockey, people, or the second week of hockey is over. Why did that stop? Get back in there. So you gotta do what you gotta do. Just wait. I mean, that was a rough stretch we just had. So, like in games, I mean,
it's still gonna be tough because you got Vegas now.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas is, you know, defending Stanley Cup champs.
Yep. Which, it'll be all right. I'm not worried about it.
I mean, Vegas still has a good team.
It's the third week. It'll be the third week of hockey.
I'm good with it.
A lot of hockey left. With that being said, make sure you guys go like us on Facebook. We have a group, a like page, Flyers Alley. Twitter at Flyers Alley Pod 1 and Instagram at Flyers Alley. YouTube, Old City Sports Network. And don't forget to go to www.oldcitysports.com for all your favorite Philly-based podcasts, articles, and merch. Use the promo code LFG10 for 10% off site-wide. Buy all your stuff there. It's all cool. We are going to be getting... Birds the Words stuff up soon. I just made their logo the other day.
That's all.
I think they're going to pick the one that everybody likes besides me. So
I was cool with two out of the three.
I like the orange one.
Orange one?
I don't like.
The orange one?
I like the orange
one. Was one that I did pick.
I like the two bird ones.
Yeah.
But the middle one is literally a revamped version of their old one. But they're all good. I mean, they're all mine. I all created them. So, like, I like my work. But yeah, use the promo code, buy some stuff. That stuff's awesome. There's gonna be some Eagles stuff up there soon, and they play today. Yeah, Eagles
8:25.
Okay, it's
Miami, and it is home.
It's in Miami.
No, it's home.
Oh, it's in Philly.
It's in Philly, which means it is 2:43. I think gates open in an hour.
Oh, funny thing, my in-laws are there. They start tailgating at 2:00.
Where are they parked down by the Navy or the old Navy hospital?
I don't know. I know that
because I don't think the main lot's open until like 4 hours before game time.
I have no idea. I know Lindsay was on the phone with them and they were like, oh, we're going to go tailgate starting at 2:00. I was like, what? No, thank you.
6 hours of tailgating before a 3.5 hour football
game. We're fucking mummers, dude. That's all they do is drink. It's awesome. They know how to do it.
And you know what? I'm perfectly content sitting on my couch.
I'm not even going to watch it.
Well, I know you're more of a college football fan.
Yeah, I might watch it. I think Notre Dame won yesterday, too. Huh?
And Penn State lost to Ohio.
Well, they played Ohio. Well, we got two comments.
Okay. Oh, shit.
We like the first one you sent. So, actually, not the reworked one we have now. The fully green bird is our goal.
Cha-ching!
And with that being said, we'll see you guys next week for Flyers Alley.